This is Monterey Bay Today from KAZU News.
It's Saturday, October 18th. I'm Elena Neal Sachs. California's special election is just over 2 weeks away, and ballot drop boxes are open. Voters statewide are set to weigh in on Proposition 50, that's Governor Gavin Newsom's congressional redistricting plan, one of his most forceful efforts yet to push back against President Donald Trump. Jeannie Kwong with our California newsroom partner Cal Matters has this explainer.
President Trump pushed Texas to redraw its congressional maps this year in order to secure 5 more Republican House seats in the midterms. Traditionally, states redraw those maps every 10 years when the census results come in. Now, Governor Gavin Newsom wants California to redraw its maps early, too. The hope is to give Democrats 5 more House seats to cancel Republican gains. In Texas, politicians can redraw congressional maps. But in California, maps are drawn by the state's Independent Citizens Redistricting Commission. To overturn those maps, Sacramento lawmakers have to get approval from voters. If you vote yes on Prop 50, you're voting to put maps that favor Democrats in place and suspend the Redistricting Commission's power until the next census in 2030. If you vote no, you're voting to keep California's current congressional district lines and to keep map drawing power with the commission.
And speaking of the election, Monday is the last day to register to vote in it. Easiest way to do that is to go to registertovote.ca.gov. If you miss the registration deadline, you can still register conditionally and cast a provisional ballot in person at any early voting location or at a local polling place. That's it for Monterey Bay Today. We'll have more local news for you next week.